massa, uma macumba, massa, mama macusa. Rio, ele é mono. Rio, rio, ele é mono.
casa, él es su moná. Maca Sarapá.
Óyelo, óyelo, this is Willy.
And Boris from Cultura Profética.
With Maqueda and the crew.
Reggae Macusa.
Pero como cuesta dar con ese instante para decirte que tengo una intriga que no descansa. Tengo mucha curiosidad. Y aunque el agua está bien clara, no veo cómo saltar. Y ya sé que todo miedo esconde un deseo. Y más y más lo creo. Cuando muy de cerca te tengo, viene el silencio. Si no se intenta, piensa cuántas veces no te atreviste y dejaste que se te fuera la noche entera, ya sin saciar la curiosidad.
You know, the World Beat Center has been jamming, having a lot of good shows. They have Christmas is Coming Uptown, a theater. You know, you can bring your mom and show them how, you know, World Beat Center has plays and all those good things. So it's been running since November 29th, and it ends the 16th. And that's Friday and Saturday and a Sunday matinee at 5 o'clock. That's Christmas Coming Uptown, all, you know, all those black voices, some of the people out of the church, and it's incredible. Live band, you need to support black theater. And that's at the World Beat Center. Try to get a Christmas show. You need to come on the side that that has some color there. So instead of seeing a Dickens Christmas Carol, you see it, you know, from Harlem in little black style-y. Okay, then we have an African Christmas, and that is happening Friday, December 21st with Center Africa and African dancers. And you can come and just shake your booty and open up all those chakras to African music. It's only $10 at the door. That's the 21st. You know what? You need to go to the website, worldbeatcenter.org. You need to be always in that website, because World Beat Center is your passport to the world, music, art, and dance. And, you know, if you've never been to Africa, you can come to World Beat Center. If you've never been to Japan, we have taiko drummers and a whole taiko night of drumming and all them good things. If you've never been to Egypt, we have Egyptian belly dance. You know, all the guys always visit me on Mondays. I was wondering why. They look out my window upstairs at all the belly dancers. And we have Dembeki classes, the Dumbek, and that's just before the Egyptian belly dance. Incredible. Those belly dancers are great. The way they can isolate, you know, man, I don't know how they can do their, that is so nice, man. So then we have Kwanzaa. And, you know, our Kwanzaa is open to everyone, all the children. And we always honor Kuji Chakalia, self-determination. And that's what the World Beat Center is about. That's what we are about at Reggae Makosa. And that's happening Thursday. Put this down on your calendar now. Thursday, December 27th at 6 p.m. And it is free. Free food. And you know I'm cooking. So it has to be good. You know, we're going to have some black-eyed peas, and you got to have them for the New Year's for good luck for 2008. We're going to be throwing down some collard greens. And also, man, I need my mother's sweet potato pie. But we're going to have bean pie instead, and it's going to be nice. And gumbo, Creole gumbo, all this stuff is free. So you better come yam up to good food and yam up to Itos. And not eat any debtors that's going to make you sick when you get old. You want to be, you know, like Makeda Dread when you get that ripe, nice age. You know what I mean? So eat Ito food. So come on out, Kwanzaa celebration. And that is Thursday, December 27th. And it is free, 6 o'clock. And if you don't, if you're not online, if you don't have a computer, you can always go to our hotline. And it's at the World Beat Center. So it's 619-230-1237. That's it, Jesse. 619-230-1237. And Wicked Mary Lou is giving you the rundown of what's happening. It's a hotline. If you don't have a computer and if you're not online, like a lot of people are, you can go to our hotline at the World Beat Center. Once again, it's 619-230-1237.
Reggae, a vida, pop cantor, take it easy. natureza e devolva a ela o bem que ela nos traz. Pense em você e nos outros que ainda virão, herdarão o reggae e a vida. Bob falou, tem que ir dizer. Bob cantou, caia no reggae, não faz mal. Bob falou.
Soy el Papa Shanti, Sound System, mandando buenos temas a la juventud de Latinoamérica y el planeta entero. Primero Venezuela, you hear, el man.
Colectivo musical caraqueño que con empeño y con orgullo representa nuestra escuela.
Yeah,
y nos pusimos como meta
alimentar a la juventud del planeta. Yo. Siempre representa Venezuela. Shanti Sound System llegando, lírica profunda, hipnotizando. 1 millón de megahertz está mandando para que la gente siga disfrutando. Yo traigo swing, alocado con dulzura. Lo que sale de mi boca es la real melazafura. No confundas energía con locura. Babilón enfermedad, Papa Shanti es la cura. Siente el poder que está llegando. El nuevo hip hop se está revelando. Ciudadano Papa Shanti gerenciando. La movida en Venezuela que le está gustando.
Siempre la armonía con lo celestial que se encuentra en tu mundo interior y natural. Men, hay que aceptar que el viaje es fenomenal. Woman, acompañado de ti, amor di, amor recibí. Sí, es así, éxtasis, sometimes suena así. Dígalo ahí en español o en inglés. Sí, yes, maravíllese de lo que está ocurriendo. La vida es un regalo, usted la está viviendo. Pues nunca hay que negarla, siempre levantarla, juntos al amarla. Galaxia del silencio viene a cantarla. Conciencia difundirla, nuestros días alegrarlos, buena voluntad despertarla, gente que se alentará y al abismo no le temerán, a comprender algo eterno llegará, su llaga se curará, cicatriz desaparecerá, confianza, altruismo de verdad, deja que vuelva la bondad, desecha sufrimientos, que vuelvan tus piensas ciertos.
Yeah.
bolsillo. Trabajo tradicional, corbata y martillo. Pero me resisto, lo digo con franqueza. Llevas amor y fortaleza a mundos que apenas empieza. Viviremos de los versos en este mundo adverso. Del sistema somos el reverso. Lo que escuchas viene del corazón. No todo lo bueno está en televisión. Profetas en acción. No hace falta explicación. No, no hace falta explicación. No, no, no. No hace falta explicación. Que tu mente aprieta, no hay nada seguro en este mundo duro. Solo tu conciencia te saca de apuros. Han construido una estructura, pero logro escaparme, pues tiene fisuras. La fortaleza es mi armadura, el amor, la poesía que perdura. Está escrita en mi piel, el mito de mi negrura. La sabrosura, vamos a hacer de pensar mientras gozas. Por eso es que esta música es tan poderosa.
Ruegra, poderosa.
They're from Colombia. They're actually from Africa. So Africans came to, you know, in Colombia, their father, her father, and the parents died. And so they got together and they formed a group called Profetica. You know, it's incredible. Real popular. You go there, Profetica, you know, MySpaceProfetica.com. And before that, Papa Shante. Pretty hard. Got an interview with Big Bye. Better. Yeah, so we're going to get into some comedic thought with Brother Big Bye. Big Bye, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ooh, I was digging on some Couture Profetica, man. I mean, I'm dubbing it right behind you. They're going to be here in concert. They're one of my favorite reggae and Espanol band from Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, got a little jazz. They got everything. They are so good. They can, you know, they can play almost anything. Big Bye, you know, welcome you. I told him, our listening audience, something about you, the Herb Center, and, you know, some of the things. Can you tell us about the Herb Center and about some of your works at the World Beat Center? And, I mean, you're going all around the world right now, man. So I want you to know a little bit about that. And then I want to get into why it's important to have an ancestor altar.
Thanks for having me on your show, sister, and for all of the Reggae Makosa listeners, I say greetings. Well, the Earth Center is a African-centered organization that started in Burkina Faso, West Africa, over 20 years ago. And the goal of the Earth Center is to pass down the knowledge that has been preserved by the ancestors, specifically the lineage of the Dogon people of West Africa who trace their lineage back to the different groups that were around during the pharaonic period. Specifically, the education of the Earth Center is the education of the Nile and Niger Valley Mystery School systems that goes back to the days of the pharaohs. So our goal is disseminating this knowledge that has been preserved, that's usually transmitted through a series of initiations that takes place according to cycles of the Sirius stars. And our goal is to disseminate that information not only to one particular group, to black people, but an understanding that that's what we all have in common is everyone can trace their roots back to the motherland, which is what we call Africa today. In ancient times, it was known as Kemet or Merita. So we're coming from that position. This is a fact that is rarely argued between people as far as scholars and people in the traditional societies. It's a pretty well-known fact that we all have our roots back in Africa. So our goal now is to show the connections between Africa and all other indigenous cultures of the world through educating and exposing this mystery school information, this mystery school education to those to see the influences that Africa has had on the cultures that we know, even in the South America, Central America, Mexico, Asia, Australia, pretty much all over the world. So that's the goal of the Earth Center, and we are doing that at the World Beat Center, and things have been going very well. It's been such an honor and a blessing to be a messenger of this ancient knowledge.
Yeah, it's nice to have you at the World Beat Center, and you know, I've always been fascinated with the Dogon people and the star Sirius. I mean, what is the connection with the star Sirius and the pyramids? You know, all these things that, you know, this whole mystery about the pyramids and the star Sirius. You know, I'm just fascinated because, you know, it seems like the pyramids all over the world is really lined up to that star, Sirius.
Yeah, that's a very interesting aspect of the knowledge that our ancestors, they preserved and they've kept. Everything goes in cycles. Everything goes in rhythms. There's a rhythm that is known as the heliacal rising. This rhythm of time, it comes around every 1,460 years, and there's an event that is known as the heliacal rising when there'll be an astronomical adjustment. But during this period, the energies at that time, because things are now becoming more adjusted, the energies are they're put in a cycle where they start to try to balance themselves out. And this not only happens on the Earth, it happens on all of the other planets in the solar system. But the Sirius star is directly linked to many of the monuments that are here on the Earth that can still be found in indigenous lands all over the globe. And understanding how the concept of time and space work and the heliacal rising, the stars, the pyramids are lined up so that at certain times of the day or night, it would be in alignment with certain stars. And our ancestors understood that these are very favorable times to have spiritual invocations or ceremonies or rituals to where the energies are different than they would be if those stars weren't aligned at a certain position in the sky. Now, the Sirius star itself is six times larger than our sun. energies from the Sirius stars, we are directly affected by those energies every day. A lot of the energies that we perceive to gain from the sun is really not caused by the sun. A lot of the energies that we gain, we perceive that we gain from the moon, is really not the energies of the moon. It's because of the Sirius star and the energies from that star that even the seasons change here on Earth. It's because of the Sirius star that it even rains. But we have a concept of, okay, well, the clouds are, you know, the conditions are in a certain, they're in a certain way where it will allow for rain to happen based on the moon and the vapor and the water, things like that. All of those things can be allocated to the energies of the Sirius star itself. This is something that the Grunt people introduced to modern science over 200 years ago, and even up until now, they are still finding stars that the Dogon people mentioned to them a long time ago without the use of telescopes. So the Sirius star and its relationship to the Earth and what goes on the Earth and to the pyramids themselves, there's so much to be investigated with that. And the mystery school, that education carries the knowledge of that, and that's something that a phone interview would really be too short to really get in full detail. But just for the listeners can understand that the Sirius star plays a big role on everybody's energy and every entity that exists not only on Earth but also in the cosmos as well. So particular constellation is very, so to speak, very dear to the indigenous world.
That's really incredible because that, you know, really, really important star to the Dogon people. You know, when you were talking about they have that. Is that the ceremony they have every 100 years? They have a ceremony too every 100? I think I missed that one. I can't. Didn't they have one just not too long ago? Very, the Dogon, a really, every 100 years they have a ceremony too. Yeah. So the Dogon people, what is the relationship with the Dogon people and ancient Egypt?
Well, it's interesting. The Dogon people, even the term Dogon, it's translated into English, it would mean landlords. The Dogon people were the upper echelon of the Kemetic or the ancient Egyptian society. They were the ones who were the priests of the pharaohs, the elite class of farmers, blacksmiths, tailors, pretty much every position held in a society of authority. The Dogon people were at the top of that. They have the knowledge of a science that is known as Mtam. Mtam is modernly known as geomancy, but it is the science of reading and interpreting the earth energies. This is the science that many, many other sciences that the world is aware of stem from. The I Ching and different ways of divination, it comes from this science. But this particular science allows a priest that knows and has been initiated into this science, it allows that priest to capture the earth energies or an individual's energies and decompose the energies and redirect the energies. And understanding how this science works, one is able to literally look into the future 10,000 years or look into the past 10,000 years. Anything one wishes to find out about the existence itself is through a series of investigating the universe through these readings that we find ourselves the answers that we seek. So the Dogon people were and is still well known all over the world for this science, and the pharaohs themselves, before making any kind of decision that could affect the society, they would consult with the priests and they would do the readings to let the pharaoh know if it was favorable or not favorable to we are bringing to the modern world now, and that's what we're doing at the World Beat Center.
So those mystery schools, I mean, they really kept that knowledge, the Dogon people, so they're out right now letting the people know, probably because we're in humanities in crisis, you know. So at the World Beat Center, you'll be teaching this, and a new class will be happening in January, right?
That's right, January 8th.
So that is going to be very, very blessed. If you want to know anything about ancient Egypt, I mean, the brother is slamming with knowledge. I'm telling you, I saw you do this.
He's so nice, sister. He's so nice.
I mean, it's incredible. I learn something all the time. You know, you're doing Egyptian yoga today, and we're going to start a class in that soon. Some of that will be in the new class, but in the new class, you'll be teaching the knowledge of...
Yeah, in the new class, I'll be teaching traditional healing. Where people would learn how to diagnose illnesses from the traditional standpoint, which is very contrary to the modern medical system. Not only would they learn how to diagnose the illnesses, but they would learn how to prescribe the correct herbs. And we use African herbs for healing. And they'll learn how to prescribe the correct herbs to target the illness that they're trying to relieve someone of. Another aspect of the education that we'll be exposing is the Ka'at Gibi, which is the original system of what we know as meditation. This is the class that earlier today when you stopped by, this is what we were working on. This is these are techniques that teaches and it builds the awareness and the senses of the individual. It heightens the senses not only externally but also internally, because the more we're sensitive to our bodies, we can obey what the body calls for, and we'll have longer and much healthier lives. Another aspect of the education that we'll be exposing is the Medu Neter, which is the hieroglyphs, which is the name that was given to this language by the Greeks, which translated means sacred writings. But the hieroglyphs, most people are familiar with seeing them on the tombs and on the temples in ancient Egypt, but it's a living language, and this language, it deals with concepts. And it deals with the concepts that allows the brain to feel at home on this earth. It allows the brain to assess even the terms, the things that we're trying to express. We don't really pay much attention when we're talking in English and communicating, but if we pay more attention, we'll even see in our basic conversation, we're saying a lot of things that doesn't have a concept or that doesn't really make sense. So this language, it allows the brain to be stimulated and also to grow because of the sounds and the vibrations that are emitted from speaking certain words. We call them hekaos, which are words of power. So these things, including history, philosophy, everything that is a part of the indigenous African culture, these things are the focus of the education that we are offering now, and we will be offering at the World Beat Center starting January 8th. And we hope everyone can come out and learn the connection between the ancestors and ourselves now. That is by far the biggest link or the biggest hole that we are all trapped in as a human race, is the disconnection to our ancestors, regardless of our ethnicity, our background, where we're from. We all have ancestors. That's one thing that we all have in common. And the education teaches ways of reconnecting the ceremonies that are necessary in order for that to happen. And all of the other notions that comes with that, we take the speaker step by step and showing them what to do, what to say, how to acknowledge the ancestors, how to honor the ancestors, honored their ancestors. So these are, it comes as a package deal with the education at the World Peace Center.
So that's about a 3-month course that be going on. You know, I keep I read this book called The Fourth Insight, and they were talking about soul retrieval and a lot of things about ancestors, and they said if you don't honor your ancestors, you know, put a little altar in your house with their pictures or something like that, they'll run havoc in your house because, you know, they want to be honored and everything. And I noticed that the Chinese, other, you know, a lot of different civilizations honor their ancestors. So if, let's say, your mother is passed, your uncle or somebody in your bloodline, it has to be in your bloodline?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's one of the things that has eluded a lot of people that are honestly trying to get close and connect with their ancestors. For instance, we're coming up now on the Kwanzaa period, where all over the world there'll be different programs and ceremonies, and usually at a Kwanzaa ceremony, they start the ceremony by honoring the ancestors by pouring libation. And before they pour the libation, people in the audience will call out a name of an ancestor, but we, up until now, we've been following the rule that anyone that is of your culture that has died, you know, went on before you, they automatically become your ancestor. For instance, during Black History Month, you know, we say, well, Martin Luther King is our ancestor and Malcolm X our ancestor. But it really doesn't work that way. Your ancestor is determined through the bloodline. And if you don't share the same bloodline as Martin Luther King or Malcolm X, those are not your direct ancestors. It's good to say that, you know, just to acknowledge that, you know, that, you know, they were people that made a significant impact in history, but spiritually, they're not connected to you in that way. So when the ancestor is not raised to that level, they're just a dead relative. There is an obligation. There is a technique that must be done in order to raise them from just being a dead relative to the level of an ancestor, because where they are, just like we need food and water to have our strength in the material world, where they need the same thing in the spiritual world in order to continue their journey where they are. So the ancestral spirit is the most dominant aspect of ancient African culture, regardless of what tribe, what part, and all over the world, any indigenous culture.
Yeah, we just celebrated
spirit.
Yeah, we just celebrated Day of the Dead. The, you know, Mexicans, you know, very, very, that's wonderful at that time, you know, with the relatives, you know, putting the candles so they can have light on their way back, and water so to cool their thirst, and marigold flowers so they can smell. So, you know, a lot of cultures honor our ancestors, and we just don't in this country. So it's really important. I mean, it really feels good to talk to your parents, you know, every day, you know, if they're gone. I mean, they're just not gone. I mean, I get to talk to my mother, you know, here I got my little altar up, and you could put, you know, different things, you know, a ring or anything up there. But you know, wonder if, you know, there's people that really hate their ancestors. What about that?
Well, the thing is, if they hate their ancestors, that really doesn't make them, that doesn't exempt them from being a part of that bloodline. And if that doesn't exempt them from being a part of that bloodline, they are still obligated to fulfill their responsibilities as their descendants, because, well, it's not in the spiritual realm the way we deal with emotions. The ancestors, they don't deal with emotional things like that in the spiritual realm.
Even though they've been mean or abusive, when they're in the spiritual realm, it's different, you know. I mean, so you're saying you can graduate them from all that bull, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely, sister. You hit it right on the head. Because if they are appeased, meaning if even if, you know, they feel like, you know, if you feel like you hate them and, you know, which is another story within itself, you know, but if they are appeased, if they're happy, if they're getting the things that they need from you in the material world and you're sending these things to them in the spiritual realm, it really nourishes them. And in return, they look into your lifeline to see how they can be of assistance from you. So the relationship pretty much mends because they really depend on us in order to continue their journey where they are. So this is a situation where we will have to allow our own personal emotions to subside, because once we pass on into the world of the dead, our descendants are going to be responsible for making sure we're okay. So if we wouldn't want it to be done to us, then we don't want to do that to our ancestors now.
Mm-hmm. So it's, so, you know, they were saying that, you know, some of the things that I read that, you know, some your answers sometimes are confused down here. So, you know, it gives them a little help, even though they've done things that that were seemingly negative. And we have to break the ancestor curse because we are, you know, they're within us, too, you know. And so what we do when, you know, when we elevate ourselves and when we elevate them, we break that cycle. We break that curse because we're coming with their karma. Our grandmother's karma, everybody's karma.
Hey, so, their blood is in our veins.
Okay.
The blood in our veins don't belong to us. We inherited that blood.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we released them. Listen, Big Bag, tell me something about the Olmecs. What is their connection? You know, the Olmecs in Mexico, I know we're going to take a trip down there, and we'll be inviting our listening audience at some time to come with us and travel with us. And also, we want to invite them to Africa with us in the future. But what is the connection to the Olmecs? Some people say the Olmecs didn't come from Africa or whatever. What do you think?
Well, the beautiful thing about the culture and the culture being preserved is the accounts that they have of world history and the events and the sequence of events has been kept intact. It hasn't been corrupted or exploited. So the education of ancient Egypt teaches us that the Olmecs, even before that name was given to them as Olmecs, they were African people, and African people would go to all places all over the world, and they carried with them three specific things. They carried with them the knowledge of the ancestral spirit, they carried with them the knowledge of the world of the dead, and they carried with them the knowledge of the world of gods. So whenever they went to different parts of the world, they didn't go with any specific agenda or objective. They went simply with those three things as a part of their daily routines, and they took that influence everywhere they went. So when they came to the Americas, the ancient Africans came to the Americas, well, the first group that they came into contact with were the Inuits, and well, people call them Eskimos, but that's really a derogatory term, but they are of Asian descent. And there was a mating that took place, and that produced another people, so to speak, and these people are what we know today as the Native American tribes. So as they moved further south, going towards Mexico during that period, and now this is about 50,000 years before Christianity. So during that period, while they were going further south, the Vikings came, and it wasn't a consensual mating process when the Vikings came. It was more a kidnapping, rape, and things like that. But nonetheless, that produced another people, a different shade of people, different texture of hair, and things like that. And then the conquistadors came and mingled and mixed as well. So from that mix came the different tribes that we know as the Mayas, the Aztecs, the Toltecs, the Incas, and all of the other indigenous tribes throughout Central and South America and all throughout Mexico. So the Olmecs were considered the mother culture of Mesoamerica, and that name was given to them even by the Mayans, meaning rubber people, because they brought with them the knowledge of drawing sap from trees to make rubber, and that was one of their big trading commodities was rubber. And so all of the other cultures down in those areas are the result of the influence of the ancient African culture, which was directly related to Africans and Asians. And now what we see now is all of the Native American and South American, Central American tribes.
Yeah, you know, that's why they, I guess that's why they say all my relations. Big Bye, thank you so much for all the knowledge on Reggae Makossa. We just try to educate everybody to know that we're one people. That's one aim, and that's to liberate all of us from the ignorance and darkness that they put on our minds. So, you know, once again, you're starting a new class at the World Beat Cultural Center, and that's January 8th. And we, if you want to know anything, just give us a call at 619-230-1190 if you want a private consultation with Big Bye. It was really great. Just give us a call, and we can just reserve you a space with a very beautiful individual. And
thank you so much.
And, you know, once again, there the Dogon Master that has brought this knowledge to the West is Master Naba. And he is in Burkina Faso right now.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Big Bye. And
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you. Everybody gets to see you Bob Marley Day, too. So that's going to be nice to see you up there receiving an award, Bob Marley Peace Award, for the Herb Center and all the knowledge and bringing back the knowledge of the culture that was hidden from us, that unites all people, all races, together
right.
as one. Because
right.
anthropologists have not been fair. So, or even they didn't know the real truth because it was hidden from them. A lot of things are coming out right now with our DNA waking up to the truth, you know?
That's right.
And listen, Big Bye, before we run off, just really quick, what would you tell the youth out there with all the crisis, everything that's going on? What do you have to say to the world? If you had things to say to the world, and you can tell people what they should be, you know, what would be good for them as individuals to make a difference on this planet, what would you say?
I would say the only thing that makes all of us different is what we don't know about each other. That's what I would say, because then this opens up the opportunity to learn from one another. And as we start learning from one another about each other, we start seeing the similarities instead of the differences, and that what brings us together.
Well, thank you so much, Big Bye. Definitely. We're going to all join together. I really love it in San Diego because we have everything, you know. And I love that Mexico's next door, you know, because it gets me, you know, I don't have Africa, but I definitely got Mexico next door. And that's little Africa to me, because I can go down to the Yucatan, and I can go to Veracruz, and where the Africans were there. So it's very important that we utilize and be one with Mexico. Definitely.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Big Bye. Love.
Thank you.
And, oh, by the way, happy birthday.
Oh.
Today's your birthday, right?
Yeah, today is my Earth Day.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much.
Happy Earth Day, and you're a Sagittarius, and you're doing a great, great job moving everywhere. You know, you faster than me. I thought I was.
No, I got years to go before I catch up with Makeda.
Oh no, you moving like me, man. Telling you.
Thank you, and blessings to you and to all of your listeners. And I hope to see everybody out at the Webby Center.
Happy Earth Day, and many, 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 many blessings, and many years and health to come. Thank you, Big Bye, for being born. And thank your mother and father for birthing such a beautiful and humble and compassionate individual. Thank you for Reggae Makosa.
Thank you, sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Rhythm. Boy, what a beautiful brother there. Better go to the World Beat Center. I'm telling you, we're throwing out the knowledge. Reggae Makosa.
Así como ayer, despierto dando gracias, veo amanecer. Miro las noticias sin entender, veo que de nuevo nos toca perder. Políticos que ríen desde la pared, pelean por fama, dinero y poder. Los desesperados sin saber qué hacer, desesperados sin ver. Dime qué. Dime qué, vos estás cambiando hoy. Dime qué, vamos a intentarlo hoy. No podemos mirar de reojo el sistema. Casi como ayer, despierto dando gracias, veo amanecer. Miro las noticias sin entender, veo que de nuevo nos toca perder. Políticos que ríen desde la pared, pelean por fama, dinero y poder. Vos desesperados sin saber qué hacer, desesperados sin ver. Dime qué. Dime qué, vos estás cambiando. Dime qué, vamos a intentarlo. No podemos mirar de reojo el sistema.
How you doing, dear?
Oh, they don't. I'm good, good, you guys. And we're going to get into some brand new I Wayne right here on Reggae Makosa.
No vanity. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. No need to say Rasta move from a guy. Girl, it makes no sense, you hate love. It makes no sense, you love them. No watch, not a shot, skirt, no start flirt. My infinity make your heart hurt. No stupid position, recognition. No go, man, no prostitution, girl. No worry about you, girl, to wear. What do you dare? Ice black woman, you know what you care, you care. No need to ask. Who cares? No, what your friend them makers, new slippers, nor the things that deter. The sight of us that you fit us, if you beat us, and know the devil's so bigger. Fret not thyself, my empress, give me pride. Oh, I know your interest more than a soulmate. So with the bling bottle, try the test. Oh, whoa, there's a soulmate. Black woman just hides up life, nothing less. You're more than a soulmate. Oh, oh, oh. No worry about new girl to wear. For the new girl. Ice black woman, you know what you care, you care. No need to ask who cares. No what your friend them new knickers, new slippers. Nor the things that glitter. The size of us that you fit us, sip your bitters. Allow the devil to be girl. Black woman. Stay strong, please, no, no, no wrong. Have a firm invitation. If I have burn, not if I belong, girl. No bother write up no Christmas list. Bring in our grand, no Christmas wish. No try to end good relationship, just the Christmas gift. And say, I never make your Christmas wish. No cry for new everywhere, for the new air. Ice black woman, you know what you care, you care. No need to ask. Know what your friend them knickers, new slippers, nor the things that glitter. The sight of us that you fit us, if you beat us, and load the devil's soup liquor. No need to run no money, burn fire. No need to save us, come move from a grave. It makes no sense, you hate love. It makes no sense, you love hate. No worry about new girl to wear for the new air. No worry, black woman, you know what you care. You care. No need to ask who cares. No watch, not a shot, skirt, no start flirt. My vanity make your heart hurt. No stupid position, recognition. No go, man, no prostitute mission. Fret not thyself, my empress. Yeah, yeah, my grace. Oh, my baby, you're my joy and interest. More than a soulmate. So with the bling bag, you shy for death. Oh, whoa, there's a soulmate. Black woman just eyes up life, nothing less. You're more than a soulmate. Whoa, oh, no worry about new hair to wear for the new air. Ice black woman, you know what you care, you care. No need to ask who cares. Know what your friend did. New knickers, new slippers, nor the things that glitter. The sight of us that you fit us, sick of it us. I know the devil's no flickers, girl. Oh, nobody worry thyself, my empress. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, you're my joy and interest. More than a soul, yeah, yeah. So with the bling but the drop of death. Oh, you just know, yeah, yeah, yeah. Black woman just hides your life, nothing less. You're more than so great, one hope and one fight. For people you get to wear. Oh, for the new air. So black woman, you know what you care, you care. No need to ask who cares. Know what your friend and me become. New slipper, no.
XETRA FM, Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico.
Baja California, a place filled with natural wonders and impressive beauty that's ideal for all kinds of sea, land, and open-air activities. Tourists can enjoy the marvels of the land by taking part in activities ranging from just relaxing and enjoying the natural wonders to the most adrenaline-packed adventures. There are also plenty of tours to choose from so that you can visit the wineries, museums, and many of the natural sites. The Mexican Department of Tourism invites you to visit Baja California.
Check out the latest addition to the Worldbeat Global family, OneWorldReggae.com, your definitive source of anything reggae, including live streaming reggae and the hottest reggae videos out. The site will also feature info on the DJs hosting their shows on One World Radio, upcoming playlists, as well as upcoming live concerts to be streaming on One World TV. Make sure to bookmark this site, OneWorldReggae.com. If you want to be involved in the fastest growing internet radio and TV station, give us a call or come visit us at the World Beat Center for more information.
This is Reggae Makosa.
Reggae Makosa.
91X. 91X is the best.
91X.
91X.
Love you all. Bless it.
Some local music here. Needs covering. Yes, sir. Over then to Kush. Kush and Fire Angel. Playing local music right now. tribal. Honoring local music. At the World Beat Center. Tickets are on sale now. Is that happening? Tickets are on sale right now. Get your tickets because it's going to sell out. Tribal Seed in concert at the World Beat Cultural Center. Not meant to live in Rome. Kush and Blood Fire Angels. Listen, they did such a good job. Incredible. We have great bands,
great local bands,
great reggae bands here in San Diego. I mean, Kush is top notch. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Elijah Emanuel, Dago Ruiz, so many. If I didn't mention your name, look, and all you guys, make sure I get your CD so I can be playing it. I never got Dago Roots yet. So just drop it by the World Beat Center. Just drop your CD by. Make sure it's good, okay? Because I don't like to be playing them. Right? Okay. So here's Ja Pablo. You know, I'm on my Latin American kick right now. Reggae en Español.
Cuando te diste vuelta y caminaste hacia esa puerta, me dolió tanto, oh, digo que me dolió tanto, dale. Y cuando me miraste y me dijiste adiós, escúchame bien cuando te digo que separarse es muy difícil de hacer. Separarse es muy difícil de hacer. Y cuando me miraste y me dijiste adiós, me hiciste dejarte ir porque mi amor es tan fuerte, mi amor es muy fuerte por ti, mi amor es muy fuerte por ti, así que escúchame bien cuando te digo que separarse es muy difícil de hacer. Tú sabes que es muy difícil de hacer.
Reggae Macao.
Sin temor. Con ellos está el brazo de carne, mas con nosotros el de hierro.
Power combination. Power combination.
Es que mucho final para ti, nada de lo que has reunido lo vas a disfrutar. El missing, el missing, sobre matador furtivo, crees que no hay un final para ti, nada de lo que has reunido lo vas a disfrutar. Mira cómo ven al pobre, como los obreros que construiremos torres para hacer más obvias todas sus acciones. Egoístas edificaciones solo nos aprecian en tiempo de elecciones. Suben lo que se hacen contemplaciones, como quieren que este pueblo mejore, y su apreciación es fatal. Oye, cazador furtivo, crees que no hay un final para ti, para ti. Nada de lo que has reunido lo vas a disfrutar.
Reggae Makossa moving on to Lovers Rock. Gwen McRae, Girlfriends, Boyfriend on Reggae Makossa.
And she knows that no matter
Yes, I hate to be in her shoes. Messing with her best friends. Love her. Gwen McCrae. Girlfriends, boyfriends. Yes, I. You gotta stay true to your girlfriend, so... That's really important. Freddie McGregor searching on Reggae Makossa. Do it, Ja. Makeda Dread. Big up.
You've been away for so long. No one seems to know where you're gone. I've tried to reach you in so many ways. I still keep searching, but I can't find your face. My night's so lonely since you're gone. The smell of your perfume keeps lingering on. I really miss you, I swear that I do. And when I find you, my nights won't ever be blue, yeah. It'd be so nice to see your face again, so I could look into your eyes, my friend. So I could stare in your eyes to again. Hold you in my arms again. Ooh, yeah, yeah. To touch you, feel you hold your.
wonder how you've been today. I've been thinking about you in a very special way. I can't sleep at night, my vision of you is so bright. The way I feel about you, it keeps me up all night, yeah. I wanna find you, really wanna find you. I wanna kiss you, baby, oh I miss you. I wanna find you, really wanna find you. Hold you and make you mine, girl.
It would be nice to see your face again, so I could look into your eyes, my friend. I'm longing to hold you in my arms again, to touch you, feel your hold. Find you, make you mine. You've been away so long, girl. No one seems to know just where you are gone. I've tried to reach you in so many ways, and I still keep searching, but I can't find your face. My nights so lonely since you're gone. The smell of your perfume keeps lingering on. I really miss you, I swear that I do. And when I find you, my nights won't ever be blue, so.
It would be nice to see your face again.
See your face
so
again.
So I could look into your eyes, my friend.
I wanna look you straight in the eyes, yeah.
My arms again.
And hold you in my arms again, Joker.
You hold your hand.
Freddie McGregor. Searching. Yes, we're getting into lovers right here. Next, Morgan Heritage and Smile. But Katie Dredd here at the control. Yes, I. Lovers.
I'm not trying to get between you and your man, but lately I've been seeing you with this frown, like your world is coming to an end. Now I hope you don't get the wrong impression, lady. I'm not trying to get with you, 'cause I ain't about causing no trouble for nobody, especially not for you. I can see it in your eyes that you're hurting deep inside. Just have a little faith, lady, that everything's gonna be alright. That's what it does to you when love is really true. Just break that frown now, lady, and let your beauty shine through. Just come on and smile for me. Share one with me, lady. Just come on and smile for me. S-M-I-L-E. Just come on and smile for me. Share one with me, lady. Just come on and smile for me. You're smiling, I can see your gray skies turning blue. If I've gotta be your guardian angel, I'ma help you make it through. You see, a little tears is just a little rain to help love grow. And all the things you go through in relationships, it's a part of learning about love. Now you ain't got no need to hold your head down anymore, share with you, they're all gonna carry you through. Just come on and smile for me. Share one with me, lady. Just come on and smile for me. S-M-I-L-E. Just come on and smile for me.
Sometimes a brother talks to a lady, it ain't always about being a lover. Sometimes we can just be friends, someone to cheer up another. Just a little rain to help love grow. Just have a little faith, lady. Be ready for the good times to flow. That's what love does to you. When love is really true, just break that frown now, lady, and let your beauty shine through. Just come on and smile for me. Share one with me, lady. Just come on and smile. And my elite, just come on and smile for me. Share one with me, lady. Just come on and smile for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just smile for me. Share one with me, lady. Just...
Yes, I move it into Lord Brown, Reggae Makosa.
Boy, I'm sorry I hurt you.
I'm not hearing that to be.
Let me explain.
Let me give you this explanation.
You said that you loved me. You said you never let me down. Behind my back you were laughing, taking me for a circus clown. Knocking boots with my best friend after he wore my dressing gown. And now you wanna come and tell me sorry.
Sorry, no.
You said that you loved me, not just for the songs I sing. Behind my back you were scheming to get a share of the bling bling thing. Disregarding my feelings, spreading rumors to your girlfriends. And now you wanna come and tell me sorry. No, 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 no. And take your bags then with ya. No, make the door hit where the good love split ya. Back my keys, find another fool to take them liberties.
Get out,
get out. You said you're having my baby, little Junior was his name. 3 years later I found out he never quite matched my DNA. You're adding insult to injury. Your free paper done this day. And now you wanna come and tell me sorry.
Sorry, no, okay.
Down on your knees, now you're telling me sorry.
Sorry, no, okay.
Tears down your face, now you're telling me sorry.
Sorry, no, okay.
Too late if you cry, now you're telling me sorry. Take your bags and with ya. No, make the door hit where the good love split ya. And give me back my keys. Find another fool fi take them liberties. And take your black bags with ya. No, make the door hit where the good love split ya. And give me back my keys. Find another fool fi take them liberties. Yeah, yeah.
Your bags. Lord Brown.
Take your black bags with ya.
Take your black bags with you.
Lord, split ya. And give me back my keys. Find another fool for
take. Yeah, get another fool. Must be running out of fools, as Aretha Franklin would say. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Winston Reedy from the UK. Great Winston Reedy. She's the one.
I was her, she was me. We were one, we were free. And if there's somebody calling me up, she's the one.
Winston Reedy, and we're moving to Barry Briggs. Remember him, another golden voice. Reggae Makossa, Makeda Dread. Yes, just my imagination. And it really runs away. Barry Briggs, and we're moving to one of my favorite artists, Peter Hummingill from the UK. Oh, honey. Makeda Dread on Big Up Radio. Peter Hummingill. Yeah, man. I want you to be my main squeeze. You know that? Lord Brown. Just come on. Let's do it like we used to do in the dance hall.
See, I don't wanna seem presumptuous. From your line of admirers, I stand first. Reggae music and you make a sweet combination. Crips a request to the DJ. Keep the drinks in the bar flowing same way. There's a corner with our names written on it, which leaves this question I ask: would you be my main squeeze in this dance?
Seems to waste a tune so nice.
Would you be my main squeeze in this dance?
Press wallpaper tonight.
I may squeeze in this dance.
Make we ball rewind.
Would you be my main squeeze in this dance?
Press wallpaper tonight.
Yes, it's your night. Tonight is your night. Yeah. An empress of true distinction. I wanna set the wheels in motion. Yes, you know, you don't know. You have my full attention. Hey. As sure as the sun follows moonlight, in my arms you'll be raptured in no time. There's a corner with our names written on it, which leaves this question I ask. Would you be my main squeeze in this dance?
Just to waste this tune so nice.
Would you be my main squeeze in this dance?
Press one, be about tonight.
Say, would you be my main squeeze in this dance?
Make we ball rewind.
Would you be my main squeeze in this dance? Yes, it's your night. Tonight is your night. Yeah, yeah.
Would you like another dream, lady?
An empress of true distinction. I wanna set the wheels in motion. Yes, you know, you don't know. You have my full attention. Yeah. As sure as the sun follows moonlight, in my arms you'll be raptured in no time. There's a corner with a name written on it, which leads this question I ask. Yeah. Squeeze in this dance. Would you be my main squeeze in this dance? Would you be my main squeeze in this dance? Say, would you be my main squeeze in this dance? Say, would you be mine? Would you be my mine? Would you be mine? Would you be my main squeeze mine?
Yes, Christina's in here. She's looking for a main squeeze. Yeah, she in the studio, man. I saw you making them moves in the samba. We have a samba class, you know, and our outreach organizer. She was out there just getting them hips going on. Yeah. Reggae Makosa. Christina, she's wild, man. We're going to move on. Hey, from the main squeeze. To Rise, Don Campbell, Reggae Makosa.
Caught up in my feelings.
Don. Yes, I. Don Campbell and Rise. This is Reagan Makosa, Makeda Dread, sending you all the love that you can handle. We need to do a lot of things that will bring love into our hearts and rise again. Yes, I. Reagan Makosa. Feeling irate. Going out with Lucky Dubé, the late, great Lucky Dubé. See you next week.
Yes, my lion. That's show the eye. Sure. This program is wild. Reggae Makosa, man. You never take it in yet. That's show the eye, man. If you listen, tune in to the station, Rasta.